This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 331-25.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll continue with your calls here about the Super Bowl, 888-808-1019. But BT, let's talk about your Johnnies. It was an electrifying performance last night at the world's most famous arena as they beat Marquette. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice if they actually hit a free throw, but Johnnies continued to impress. Another win, Big East win, moving up the ranks in college basketball.
It's definitely the best defensive St. John's team that I've ever seen. They are. It's ridiculous how they're winning. I got to be honest with you, Sal. I didn't really think that they can win big this way. You mentioned the free throws. They don't hit a lot of threes. I'm starting to change my opinion on this, and it's obviously there's still some big games coming up, and you don't want to put the cart before the horse. They're 20-3.
UConn Friday,
Creighton at the Garden, got to play at Villanova. There's still some tough games here, right? Now, it's far from finished, but like St. John's to me, and I think you'll really appreciate this. I tweeted this last night when I got home, and I'm like, okay, so we all talk about the 1990s Knicks, who didn't win a championship, but we love them. We romanticize about those Knicks and the effort that they put forth and how consistently, you know, dominant and relevant they were in terms of the big picture. Well, to me, this St. John's team is the exact mirror image of those Knicks teams. And let me tell you why. How about some of these common denominators? Both of them had all-time coaches, Pat Riley, Rick Pitino. Both were relentless defensively, and both were animals on the glass. So there's still some twists and turns here. And listen, if you miss 13, 14, 15 free throws in the tournament, you're going home. There's no way. You're going home. But they have been phenomenal so far this year. They're 20-3.
Okay, so let me tell you first of all, I love the fact that Pitino has brought them back and that they're relevant and that we can even have this conversation, and the fact that I'm going home and making it a point to watch these games. I'm more excited for UConn on Friday. I can't even wait for that at 8 o'clock, so that's going to be a lot of fun. From the outside, without being a college basketball expert, I see a performance like that. I see their struggles in the first half. Takes them a while to get going in the first half, to have to mount these comebacks in the second half. I would be concerned about that. And also just the style of play. While I love that style, tough, hard-nosed, physical, defense, all that stuff, is what they're doing. Can they win, whether it's the Big East tournament, or legitimately compete in the tournament by winning that way without being a team that can knock down threes? Like, I know you live by the three, die by the three a lot of times, but I feel like I'd rather have that in today's game than the other way. But am I right about that? Or where are we at with college basketball as far as who are the better teams and how St. John's would match up with their defense versus a better offense?
I think you're 99% right. I think the one exception might be this team. I mean, if you talk to me any other year, whether it's St. John's or any team, and you said, all right, so this team this year, they're going to have a lot of wins, right? They're going to be right in there for whatever. I'm not even necessarily talking about St. John's.
Doing the percentage of seeding, which I found fascinating.
I could get to that after. I got a couple good things for you guys, because I think they've been misseeded. But they had to win a big game. Like, they, as much as they've won, they needed to beat Marquette, who was, you know, number 11 of the country. They did. So now those seedings possibilities will increase, and I will get back to that. But Like, to me, the inability to shoot free throws, and they're at the bottom of the Big East, that's statistically true. The inability to hit threes, that is statistically true. They're at the bottom of the Big East. Those things would terrify me. And at the start of any season, I would say you're going nowhere if you can't do those things in modern basketball. But the way this team plays and the way that they're coached and, you know, the way they take away other teams, whether it's threes or whatever they want to do, now, it would be a little more matchup specific if they run into a team down the road that is maybe physically tough like they are and is a very good rebounding team like they are, but they also shoot the three. Well, then St. John's would probably be in trouble. I'll certainly give you that.
Okay, and what about them versus a good offensive team?
They shut down good offense.
Okay.
They shut down good offense. Now, listen, any night you can have a player get a couple of fouls and a team could just get bonkers from three. Anything can happen.
But don't you need that score?
No.
Okay.
I say no pertaining to conventional college basketball philosophy. Yeah, if you can't shoot, and they really don't shoot, although I do think that they have the ability to maybe shoot a little bit better. I'm not just saying that. They've got a couple of kids who could shoot,
right,
and I think might shoot a little bit better, specifically Wiltshire and even Aaron Scott. I think that it's a recipe to go home after one game if you can't shoot. Sal, their defense, dude. And I'm not going to bore you with deficiency.
Yeah.
Let me just, if you follow college basketball, they're right there with the University of Houston, who is an incredible defensive team. Like, St. John's, to me, is the best team in the Big East. They are. It doesn't mean they're going to win Friday in stores. It doesn't mean they're going to necessarily win the Big East tournament, though I do think that they should at this point win the Big East regular season crown. Dude, this team is ferocious, man. They are unrelenting. And the best thing about this team is that they, I don't know what it is about our, and I just mentioned the 90s Knicks, like our affinity for that hard scrabble, schoolyard, old school basketball.
Yeah.
This team is it.
Yeah,
embrace them.
I want to root for it. I do embrace them. Love Patino and all that stuff. However, I can't go against my gut instincts. And when I see a team that has consistently struggled in the first half, I don't want to hear excuses.
Every game.
That's what I'm saying.
Every game.
They've consistently struggled in the first half, and they miss free throws.
Yep.
And I know the way the sport has evolved, whether it's the pros or college, whatever, you got to be able to shoot the basketball.
I know.
That would be a team that I would clearly, let's say they do win the Big East,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be a popular pick in the brackets.
Yeah.
I would clearly bet against that.
Oh, I wouldn't bet against them.
Well,
so what you're saying is you bet against Patino. Be my guest.
Yeah.
I bet against Rick Patino. I know the concept.
Right, okay.
I'm not betting against the coach. And I'm not.
So, all right,
this,
so
they're
now,
dogs, man.
Now let's further.
I'm not saying they're going to win the championship, but this team is going to be around for a while.
So now let's further the conversation. What are we looking at seeding potentially for St. John's here in the NCAA? NCAA tournament.
Okay.
I know it depends. Like, they got to play out the rest of the schedule here, whether
course.
It's UConn or a lot of games. I'm talking about roughly, because last year it was like, they're a bubble team. They should get in.
Yeah,
didn't get in.
Yeah.
This year, I want to know what we're looking at roughly with seeding.
Okay, now I'll give you the numbers that I have, but let me ask you, is this off a win Friday in stores? Is this off a regular season
what's
Biggie's title?
What's the spread in that game?
It's not out yet. I'm going to say they give UConn maybe 2 points, maybe 2 points at home. Like, it's going to be very close.
So UConn minus two, that's it?
Oh, yeah, it's not going to be more. Maybe 2.5.
UConn good this year? What's their record?
They're not what they were.
Okay.
They're good. They're ranked, I think, 19. St. John's is now 12 and going up. Obviously. So it's called, but Danny Hurley's amazing.
And it's on the road.
And it's at stores. I would say, all right, let me first give you the numbers.
Yep.
I don't want to jump around too much here. So I looked up. There's this website that aggregately looks at all the seeding possibilities.
And now, gives percentage to what
probability
they're going to be. Okay.
Yeah, you said, but you don't tweet it.
Yeah.
I did tweet that. It's on my, it's probably a little confusing now hearing this, so go get my X stuff and it's there. So right now they're about a 2.5% probability to be a one seed. They're not going to be a one seed. They're an 18% to be a two seed. I don't think they'll be a two seed. This is where I think they really reside. I think right now they're a 25% chance to be a 3 seed, 20% chance to be a 4, and a 14% to be a 5, and then 6, 7, 8 is single digits. right now they're a 3, 4, or 5 team. And
okay.
Right now I think they're probably
now,
more 5 with the upside for 4 or 3.
Okay, now let me ask you, what would the impact of winning the Big East tournament be?
If they beat a team, if they beat like a UConn or a Marquette that's got the good metrics, and I say that because like,
we don't know how they're going to, who they're going
to face. Yeah, like say, no disrespect to Providence or another team that like, or Villanova whose metrics aren't good, but like if one of those teams were to get there, and St. John's beats them, it's a little less impressive in terms of the eyes of the committee. So if they beat one of the conventional powers, and right now it's a four-team bid, maybe five, maybe Xavier gets in, but it's really four teams, and then there's a deep delineation between the others. And if they win convincingly, and if they keep winning now, I don't think a two seed is off the table, but I don't think that that's where I think they're more 3, 4, 5.
When was the last time St. John's won the Big East tournament?
The last time they won it was at 2000 with Mike Jarvis. Sal, all you have to know is this, and I said this to Mink last night during the broadcast. I said, everything that we reference about this season goes back to the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Tells you all you need to know.
You know why I was shocked?
Patino was insane.
You know why I was shocked that they won last night?
Why?
Because Boone was in the building.
Oh, you worried about the jinx?
Didn't want him to bring those L's with him.
Well, he didn't.
He took, okay, that's what I'm saying. So he finally got a win on a Tuesday. It took him a week.
He was there.
He went 0-2 last Tuesday, and he got a win last night.
What'd you think of the reception? Could you deduce if it was more cheers or
I think it was Boone's. Right?
I think you got a little bit of everything. I think there were some Met fans booing them.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Just like Yankee fans would probably boo Mendoza.
St. John's, Queens.
Sure. Yeah. St. John's, Queens. Franco was there.
We got to get Johnny on, by the way.
Anytime. Yeah, I love Franco. We talked about
over
that.
Over the next 2 weeks, we'll get him.
Anytime you want. I love Franco. He's always welcome. Yep. And Boone got a pop. He got some booze because there was some Met fans there. Listen, maybe he got some booze because he went to Cortez game one of the World Series.
I really thought
he had a good time, though. I know that. You know, what do you want me to say?
Maybe it was booze because he got beat by BT and Sal. No, I thought it was Boone's more so than booze, but I don't know.
A little bit of everything, but I think it was more cheer than not.
Awesome to see him out there, though, and good to see. Yeah, it was good.
It was wild.
I was waiting to pounce if they did lose that game.
Were you going to really pounce on that? Were you gonna?
I was gonna text him and be like, "Oh man!"
Oh, you weren't gonna pout social media.
No. I was gonna text him and be like, "Dude, come on! You're bringing the L's now to St. John's, getting a little out of control.
0-3. BT and Sal 0-2. Johnny's 0-3. Dude, let me just say one more thing. Yeah. Well, and it doesn't matter. There's no answer. But why didn't St. John's make this move with Patino 5 years ago? God, man!
But doesn't it tell you? That's what I'm saying. Doesn't it tell you that, like, this is proven? If there's a guy like this, regardless of the age, go freaking get him and let him turn around. I know that he's
there, like, was more than the age, though, at play with the Catholic school.
Understood.
Okay, you know
I'm talking about, like, as it pertains to the Jets, with Pete Carroll, just in general. If there are guys like this, it works.
It does work. Yeah. It generally does work. I got to say one more thing about. Now, we could debate this, not even today, but I truly believe that Rick Pitino is the greatest college coach of all time. I really do. And I've laid this.
What are we talking about? Like Krzyzewski?
It's Coach K. It's Wooden. Yeah. It's Dean Smith. It's.
You put Boeheim there?
I don't. No, okay. I do. I love Boeheim. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Good pull with Calhoun. Yeah. Absolutely Calhoun. Now, the reason why I myself, and it's just my opinion, I'm not trying to shove it down anybody's throat, but the reason why I, and one or two others that I, Bobby Knight, for sure. Why I think Rick is there is because he did it at so many places. Calhoun was at two schools. You know, Izzo's been at Michigan State forever. Dean Smith was always at Carolina.
How about Coach Cal?
No, he's more of a great recruiter. Okay. No, he's not. In terms of a tactician.
Oh, he's done it multiple spots, though, is what I'm saying.
I love Coach Cal. He can't shine Patino or Calhoun's shoes. He can't shine them. And I love him.
I love Coach Cal.
I love him, too. You can get him that clip, or you can get it to people. And I'm not trying to diss him. I love him.
Just make sure they know it's BT,
yes,
not
BT.
Sal.
BT.
Yes.
You can actually give him the whole name so he's not confused. It's not BT. It's Brandon Tierney. Yeah. I love Calipari. Great recruiter. No way the in-game tactician, not even close. Not even close to Izzo or Mark Few or others. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't want to get off sidetrack here. The thing that separates Patino in my mind is that he's done it all these spots. Granted, Wooden's amazing. He had Kareem or Alcindor. Yep. He had Walton. He was at UCLA forever. Didn't have to deal with the transfer portal. The thing that I'm not surprised at, but I think elevates Patino. Hey, it's one thing to come in and, you know, coach like a demon and offense and defense and schematics. He has adjusted like that with the portal. And so many guys, when everybody else is quitting, whether it's Larinaga, whether it's Bennett at Virginia, whether it's Roy Williams, this guy's getting better.
Yeah.
As the landscape changes.
Yeah, love him. Hard to argue that. All right, let's get some Johnny's calls in here, BT. Yep. Ralph is in Bradley Beach. What's up, Ralph?
How's it going? Transplanted from Arizona, and I'm 71. I knew Patino when he played at St. Dominic's. I go way back, coached 50 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so excited, and especially got rid of Arizona because as to follow the state games of Hurley, but I'm so glad to be back. And the way you guys are talking up to Johnny's, I got my jacket ready. I'm ready. And Pitino is the man. I knew Chris Mullin's good, and I think it was over his head when he got in, but this is the answer. You guys are talking the right thing. And Sally Boy, my Italian brother, I think we're on our way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I'm happy to see it here, Ralph, and thank you for the call. I'm glad. Look, I know that BT has a great passion for St. John's, not just because you do the games for it. You love it. I could tell. Off the air, on the air, we've talked about it. We've had conversations. I know how much it means to you and how much you love this program since you were a kid.
Yes.
So it's fun for me to be able to see you enjoy this, loving it as a fan, and being a part of the broadcast. Like, I know what that feels to a lesser extent doing it with Columbia, but I didn't grow up rooting for Columbia. So you, to be involved in it and to live through all the crap that you've seen for however long you've been doing this, to now, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it. It's exciting.
I appreciate that.
And I know what it means for New York sports as well. Like, even though I was too young to appreciate when the Johnnies were good, I know what it means. I know the sports history in this town. So it's fun to be able to follow along. And I used to love the Big East Tournament. I can't wait to go to the Big East Tournament. I wish this UConn game was at home. I'd try to go to that one.
I know.
So I
well, they're coming in soon, so maybe we'll get you that one.
I like that they're relevant again. It gives us another fun thing to talk about that I know you love. It is a passion for you.
It really is. And listen, they're relevant again. And I think, you know, I mean, if Mike Anderson did this, or Steve Lavin, who did some good things, did this, or somebody who wasn't from here did this, it would still be amazing because St. John's has been dormant forever. But the fact that it's Rick Pitino, who used to coach the Knicks, who's from here, and I am surprised how fast he's done it. When he said at that press conference, the confidence in which he said it, oh, St. John's will be back, I guarantee it. I'm like, yeah, I know they're going to be better, but this? Dude, they're 20-3. And Sal, they've lost three games by 5 points.
Yeah, I saw that stat last night. Scott is in East Brunswick. What's up, Scotty?
Scotty.
Hey guys. Huge Big East fan, Seton Hall guy, but giving all the credit to Rick Pitino and St. John's. It's amazing what they're doing. And what you just said, guys. BT, I talked about it with you for the last couple of years. There's nothing like the Big East. And what they've done for New York in just this short amount of time, it's amazing. And what you're saying about Pitino, the way he evolves, look at him. He just joined social media when he went to St. John's. Mm-hmm. He's all engaging.
He knows
what these kids want, guys. And you're with them all the time. You see this growth, guys. But seeing the confidence they have, the way they play defense and dig in. But, you know, think big. You know, I really mean that. I'm a huge Seton Hall guy. Kadari Richmond is Big East. He's incredible. And I know it's taken some time for him to really engage, you know, get the St. John's crowd and really connect.
Yes.
But, you know, he's Big East Player of the Year. And this is what I want to say, BT. You're talking seeding. The chance is they can get I'm talking where you want to be. It might be better to be like a 3 or a 4 and be in the East because it's at the Prudential Center.
Yeah, that
you
I
imagine
hear you.
The ticket
I
prices for the Johnny fans?
Oh, yeah.
It's at the Prudential, the Big East Tournament?
No, not the Big East Tournament.
The bracket in the NCAA. That's what
one
I meant.
One of them is, yeah.
And thank you for the call, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, I have looked at some of the first and second round sites just to kind of see where I might be going just from a personal perspective.
Where are the sites?
There's a bunch. There's one in Charlotte. There's Cleveland.
This is first round you're talking about?
Yeah, first and second round. Okay. Actually, I think they call it, with the first four they change. Is it? I guess it's first and second, whatever. Okay. But conventionally, first and second round. Charlotte, Cleveland.
But the Prudential?
Washington
Center is one of them, huh?
Is the Prudential Center the next round, or is it the? I got to double check on that. Yeah, I mean, there are advantages that go to, you know, the higher the seed, the better the seed. And, you know, listen, to see the awakening within the St. John's fan base, it's glorious, man. And we were talking to Connor. Connor, how old are you, man? Connor, how old are you again?
I am 30 years old.
Connor is 30. 30 years old, he went to Syracuse, big Syracuse guy. Connor, and just be totally blunt, on a scale of 0 to 10, what has St. John's meant to you in your lifetime?
They're a team that I've always heard about their history and what they used to be.
Yep.
But in my lifetime, they were never a relevant college basketball power.
1.5, 2, max?
Maybe just for name recognition and the fact that they play in the Garden, but that's about it.
Yes, and that's what excites me. Of course, all the old heads, the Wall Street guys, you know, the Irish Catholics, the Italian Catholics, Flatbush, Queens, Rockaway, Jersey, they're all coming back. You got a wave of young fans who are, and I see it, wearing the jerseys, rocking the gear, on the they're into it, and it makes me happy. It's beautiful.
I'm more into Selection Sunday now, especially with the Johnnies potentially. First, the Big East Tournament, which I can't wait. I love that event anyway, but even more so now with them having a legit chance to win the Big East Tournament. Then the seeding, Selection Sunday, and now I didn't realize that Prudential Center was hosting the NCAA Tournament. Now even more so, you want to see where they're seated and what bracket
that
they're
jumping in.
Yeah, well, it's fun, man. I used to love college basketball. I never had a passion for a singular team.
I got you. Maybe that's like me with college football.
Yeah, okay.
I never had that, like, that one team.
I used to love going to the Big East Tournament. We did it with Mike years ago. I told you, it was the Diefendorf game, the 6 overtime game.
Oh, yeah, UConn. It was a sick game.
And I hate the fact that they always change around the teams now. You know, the teams leaving the conference.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, the Big East is pretty stable.
Yeah.
Because the common denominator is really the
well, Syracuse the, hurt to me. That hurt.
Listen, of course, like the Syracuse, St. John's, Georgetown, Nova, even Boston College, I get it.
Right.
There's no doubt. And then it started getting wacky, like Virginia Tech was in, and Louisville, and Notre Dame. Like, it became wacky. But the good thing, and I don't pretend to know the direction of college sports in 2 years, let alone 10 years. I have no idea where it's going. But one thing I'm pretty happy about and confident about is that, like, the core values and the principles of the Big East, not football, generally Catholic and good academic institutes, like that's not changing. So like a Providence and a St. John's and a Seton Hall and a Villanova, like those schools aren't going anywhere, and that's a great thing.
BT and Sal on the Fan, more your calls when we come back. Super Bowl, St. John's, whatever's on your mind on this Wednesday, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to your Super Bowl calls and St. John's as well. We got to get into the Knicks. We'll have Ian Begley coming on at 12:20. We'll do a little 3-hour Q when we come back at 11:40. BT, let's hear from the listeners. Ralph is in East Rockaway. What's up, Ralph? You got something on the NFL?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Listen, all the reasons you said why people start, why it's become a soap opera, the Super Bowl and the NFL. For me, the worst part of it is the officiating. With all the tech that they introduced, it was supposed to make it better. It didn't make it better. It seems like it made it worse. And when a call goes bad, now you see it from 17 different angles.
Yep.
And it makes it worse. Like the Buffalo KC game where he got the first down twice.
Yeah, it's a joke.
I mean, that was it for me.
I mean, listen, we should probably, we should be watching Josh Allen in the Super Bowl. Yeah, and the problem with this too, and it's amplified and it stinks because back in the day, right? So there was always mistakes. There was always bad umps and bad refs and bad calls and bad situations where teams got hosed. But the only way that it would be discussed is down at the corner bar. Ah, God, I lost my $50 reverse because this idiot messed up the call in the Bears-Packers game. And that's it. You have a couple beers, you go home, you get up for work the next day, and the conversation dies. Now the conversation lives forever, and everybody chimes in, everybody tacks on, and it's like it just overwhelms and overpowers what we're supposed to enjoy.
Right, but don't you think to me, then it's not just about the officiating being worse than it's ever been before.
I don't think it's worse than it's ever been.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. It might even be the opposite, as a matter of fact, because you think about all the replay assistants that they have, they're probably getting more calls right now than they've ever gotten before, but because one bad call or one questionable call is not liked by the masses on social media, it gets heightened every day, and that's what's talked about, and people want to call and talk about, like, yeah, I think it's a part of it. I try to eliminate that stuff in all sports because you could always bitch and complain about the umps, about the officiating in the NFL and the NBA, whatever. I try not to go down that road, but how could you deny the fact that it's been a major talking point? And even watching it, trying to watch it with an unbiased eye, Kansas City has any call that could go either way, it feels like, has gone Kansas City's way.
Well, to the point where Patrick Mahomes, and this is unfair to Patrick, but Patrick was asked, I think Kelsey was as well. I didn't see it live. I saw a quick clip on social media. They were asked, how does it feel that basically, refs in the pocket or something
which
along the lines
of Christmas card? It was Rich Sternlieb, who used to be a
who?
Did you talk about asking the questions?
Yes. Yeah. You actually know the guy who asked the question?
Yeah, because I read something on it. There was an article on it.
Okay.
He was, Sternlieb was like a huge, who the hell was his partner up there that's still doing it?
Sports guy or non-sports?
Yes, no, in Boston. Sternlieb, I forget the guy's name, I apologize, because I should know the guy's name who stayed on.
Got it.
Look it up, Connor, if you can. Sternlieb and whoever it was. A Toucher and Rich. It was Fred Toucher. Okay, Toucher and Rich. Rich Sternlieb was a part of Toucher and Rich, which is like one of the most successful sports shows.
Oh, yeah, no, big time show. Yeah, okay. It's done well.
And then Sternlieb decided to leave. There was an issue with the two. They had an issue with contract stuff, whatever.
Okay.
Toucher stayed on. They replaced Rich. Rich went somewhere else. He ended up getting fired because the station changed.
It was I saw that.
Okay. Now he somehow goes to Radio Row and is asking these questions. I don't think it was really self-serving. I mean, it was kind of funny, but also there is some truth to the questions that he's asking. So it was Rich Sternlieb who basically asked Mahomes, one of the things was like, oh, which ref did you send a Christmas card to? Or, oh, you've got so many people to thank along the way. Which ref is your favorite?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And Mahomes actually tried to answer it like with being serious, but also joking around.
And Kelsey got pissed.
Kelsey didn't even acknowledge it. He said to Kelsey, what do you love more, Taylor Swift or phantom 15-yard penalties or something?
I did read that. I read that. Yeah, I mean, again, some of it's funny. And listen, I got to come clean. I mean, I did something like that years ago, too, to an extent. So, was this Indianapolis? Yeah, this was Indianapolis. David Deal. You know David pretty well, or no?
I don't know him well. I know who he is.
Yeah. I love Deal. Yeah. Deal is awesome. And Deal... I mean, there's a long backstory to it. I've known him for a long time. He used to come on my radio show back in the day on 1050. And
this is when he was with the Giants?
This is when he was playing.
Right.
And we became pretty close, right? And he was up there at the podium, and they were, hey, what do you think about the Patriots pass rush? What is it like with Eli? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to mess around with Deal. So I'm like, excuse me, sir. I pretend I didn't know him. Something along the lines of, excuse me, sir, can you tell everybody curious how you got your start in TV and radio?
Right.
And it was me.
Right.
And so I actually used to put him on my show all the time, and then he started doing TV. And he laughed.
Right.
And he's like, oh, all right, BT. And this was nationally broadcast. Right. I'm like, I'm having a little fun. I'm getting a little pop out of it.
So you did exactly what you're getting on these people for doing now. You were one of the people who did that.
I was. That's why I'm coming a little clean. But the difference. But there's also a little asterisk. The difference is I'm actually a sports guy. So at least, like, you know, my tolerance is less for those in the entertainment. I don't care.
The people who are dressed
who
in
you dating,
unique outfits.
What are you doing? What are you wearing? Don't care.
Yeah. No, it's gotten out of control. BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back a little 3RQ and continue with your calls as well.
Yeah. There you go. I did work my way into the national broadcast, though.
Appreciate you coming clean.
I had to.
But it is a bit hypocritical.
Fair enough. I won't take the L like Boomer, who's, by the way, hey, Boomer, Pete Alonso signed yet, buddy?
Is it 10:05 yet on Friday?
Come on, man. Jeez.
Oh, he meant maybe next Friday.
Or maybe next month.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe next year. Maybe he goes to the Reds for a year and he comes back to the Mets and he signs at 10:05 on a Friday. Come on, Boom. We love you. But Boom, come on. All right, so the Slam Dunk in Vegas is live. You guys can win your way to Sin City during the tournament. Winning is easy. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to the fan each day for a minimum 1 hour. This is just insane. For your daily entry and your chance to win travel and accommodations for four. So three, you and three of your buddies, you and three of your girls, a little two each, whatever. Where you and your crew is going to stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, which happens to be Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination. And visit and watch.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag, and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the biggest March hoops party, maybe Johnny's, at Stadium Swim. Plus, you'll score $20,000 for you and the entire crew to fund the ultimate viewing experience. Do whatever you want with the money. It's up to you. For the first 2 rounds of the College Basketball Championships, that is a chance to win 20 G's and a trip to Vegas. Make sure and download the free Odyssey app and listen.
A good question.
3 random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Three.
On the Fan.
All right, little 3RQ, as you do every Wednesday at 11:40. And BT, I was out last week. You and I have had some fun with it. Let's get it back on track. Your question number 1, worst appliance to have break.
Ooh, that's a really good one. I would have to say either the dishwasher or the washer or the dryer. It's got to be.
Yeah, I mean,
it stunts everything in the house.
If you're a big dishwasher,
forget about
person,
the dishes. I'm not doing them. So I'd say the washer.
What do you mean? You can't say that. You're not doing them. So for you personally, the worst one.
Well,
would
I'm also
be,
looking out for her.
I would guess the washing machine probably would be. But if you use like a coffee maker, although you can make that, I guess, on your own. I'm not a coffee guy.
We do have a really nice coffee espresso cappuccino maker. Well, yeah. What else? What other appliances like really changed?
The microwave. I mean.
I can't remember the last time a microwave was malfunctioned.
Oh, no, you know, but if it did, like, then you'd be screwed. You wouldn't have it.
That's
so
true. That's
which
true.
Which one's the worst one to have?
I'm going to stick with the washer and dryer because I'm a freak. Like, I'm a freak with clean clothes, and I wear something once, and I've got to wash it. Yeah.
I would probably say the washing machine because you could always hang dry stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Or clothespins like our moms did back in the day. Remember the old school clothespins?
You could figure it out to hang. So you can't, I'm not going to sit there and wash all the clothes.
No.
Hand
like it's a Little House on the Prairie, like turn of the century.
Although, if you think about it, without the microwave, that would be difficult, I think, sometimes. You know,
I got one for you, too. And it creeps up on you, and you could work around it. I don't think it's as bad as the washer, but if you have a garbage compactor in the sink, when that thing gets stopped up, not because there's a spoon in it or because there's carrots in it,
right.
Like when it really doesn't work, and now the water starts to build up, and you get that gross film in the big, if you have one of those big industrial sinks like we have in on our island kitchen, like. That's gross, man.
What about if your fridge goes? I mean, that's an appliance.
Well, we have 2, thank God. We have one in the garage as well. But no, that's a big problem.
Tell us about Chateau BT.
No, stop,
man. Here
dude.
We go.
Come stop.
Industrial Chateau sink, BT. Multiple fridges.
Come on. You've been there, man.
Yeah, no, I know. Number 2, you get offered free food, but you aren't hungry. What do you do?
Is it at work? I know. Gio always gets on me. He's like, he always asks 5 questions. Yeah. Well, because there's so many ways I could go with that.
Let me paint the scenario. I'll make it clear for you so Gio can be happy and Ray can be happy. You're at work. You're not hungry. Carl Banks comes in. He brings you free food.
Interested. If I'm not hungry, I'm not hungry. Well, what are you doing?
I'm going to eat it probably.
Well, you probably should. Food. You hung up on him.
Yeah.
You should probably get him lunch, dude.
In any scenario, I'd be getting free food.
Hungry, you feel like...
Remember we had the food with Booney in here the other day, last week?
Yes.
And, like, I wasn't starving.
Neither was I.
But yet it was free good food.
What was steak? I wanted to sample the steak, see if it matched up with Rails. It was outstanding.
Crab cakes. There was steak.
I had a crab cake, yeah.
There was sandwiches. I know Booney was stuffing his face with that.
He was.
But, I wasn't really hungry, but it was free food.
Well, you made it seem like, again, the presentation is what threw me off. You made it seem like if somebody approaches me and they say, hey, there's food, or I got food for you, and I'm not hungry, I'm going to say, hey, you know, Carl or whomever.
I was just joking with the Carl.
Of course, I got you. Hey, I really appreciate it, guys. I just had a banana, or I just ate bread. I'm good to go. Thank you. Maybe ask some of the guys in the...
Connor, what would you do?
You know,
free food, but you're hungry.
But you're not hungry, you said.
You're not hungry, right. So you just came in, you ate lunch, you come into work, and there's free food out there sitting on a table there.
I wouldn't have it. You know, I feel like there's got to be somebody who's probably a little bit hungrier. Usually I bring food to begin with. I feel bad taking free food sometimes, so I'd let it sit
there. Look at Connor. Boy, Connor. Man, he's not a gavon like you.
I was going to say, what type of answer do you think Hoff would have given?
Oh, God. He would devour the forks.
All right,
is Hoff? Come on.
Last one for you.
Good job today, Connor, by the way.
Give us a detailed scouting report.
Oh, God almighty.
Of yourself as a basketball player.
Where the hell does this come from?
It was a question. Actually, Sean Gelman, credit to him for coming up with these three questions today.
That's a good one. All right.
Producer at SNY, I work with him. He came up with
totally, things. Totally honest. And people can back this up. Slow as hell.
Okay.
Weak handle. I was never the kind of player who was going by you. I could shoot as well as anybody. I could shoot the lights out.
Okay. So good
with
shooter.
With range. Not a great shooter. Not good.
Okay. Great.
Great
shooter.
Great shooter. With range. Really good passer. Willing defender, but just not a basketball athlete. That's what always hurt me.
The Johnnies could use you if you're a good shooter.
Yeah, that's
get
true.
To the free throw line.
No, I couldn't play defense for Rick. He'd say, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Pitino said, quote last night, I felt like killing myself. Did you see that one?
Of course. He was joking, but I can shoot it. How about you? What's your basketball scouting report?
Erratic.
Besides pop a shot?
Erratic.
Yeah.
What would you call a temperament that could be a volatile?
Yeah,
volatile.
Ooh,
temperament.
Little, okay. Oh, so like you're protesting calls like against refs or against your teammates?
One time there was a foul called against me and I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
It was bullcrap and I threw the basketball. I had
at the ref or at a player? Or like at a...
I forget. It might have been at both.
How old were you? About?
13, 14-ish.
Oh,
this is bad.
I remember one time my dad pulled me out of a game. I think I was in the 7th grade. I think I told you the story. And I think I had like 2 fouls. It was a big CYO tournament. I was so pissed, man, that I got that second foul. And I don't think it was a foul, but that's not the point. Anyway, I had to pull me to make sure I don't get third before halftime, whatever. And I was so mad. I'm sure I was mad at other stuff. I got in trouble at school, whatever. And I took off my jacket. I took off my jersey and I fired it against the wall.
Yeah.
Now, I listen, I don't have a hair on my body. I'm like this little skinny beanpole. I'm probably 12. Dude, the next thing I hear is the two old school doors fly open. Think about a gym from 1980 something. My dad flying through there, basically grabbed me by the throat and threw me against the wall. He said, sit the bleep down. You're not playing the rest of the game.
Yeah.
I think you and I both had some.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
I would say, though, as a player, I was a streaky shooter.
Ooh.
Not a good shooter.
Okay.
Very streaky.
A little bit of a volume score, kind of?
No, not at all. I was like last guy off the bench.
Last guy off the bench?
Well, scoring-wise. I would give max effort, though, defensive, hustle, attitude, energy. Like, I tried to make basketball. Baseball, I was okay at.
Man, I got you.
Like,
scrappy.
Baseball was more in the service of basketball.
Did you enjoy playing?
I only played 1 year.
I used to love playing
with my friends in the backyard.
Yeah.
I only played 1 year in organized basketball. And it wasn't at any high levels, like a CYO type thing.
CYO was the best. All right, real quick, before we move on here, we get back to the calls. So let's go.
Scrappy defender, though, BT.
I can see it.
Taking charges, whatever I need to do.
I can see it. All right, so let's see. Let's say that, like, every sports radio station had a basketball team in the country.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a league, like the NBA. And WFAN, that was the version of the Knicks. What's our starting five? I got two off the bat, McPherson and Tiki.
Well, do you know McPherson can play basketball?
Dude, he's a sick athlete.
He's an athlete.
Man.
I don't know if he played basketball. He did play?
He played enough where he's starting.
I know I could rule out people. No McMonagle, no Morash, no Evan. That's the start.
I mean, Evan would be the GM. Evan would have a role that just would
Tiki
be nowhere near the court.
Or no?
He's a great athlete. Good enough, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
but I mean, basketball, you don't need to
no,
be...
I agree with that.
We've seen great athletes before. Can they shoot?
He played in CeCe Sabathia's charity game years ago, made a pretty nice reverse layup. Like, he's not... He's good.
He's a hockey
guy. I mean,
Boomer's
6'5", so we got to put him in a post, right? I mean,
I guess.
But he's 62.
Are we counting?
We have him out there?
All right. I don't even know if we could field the starting five.
Well, that's why I'm kind of having
actually,
the discussion.
I'd like to be the super sub, like first man off the bench, John Starks type energy.
What about Loogie? He's young and he's thin.
Yeah, I'd muscle him around, though. Like, come on, Loogie, he'd get muscled around.
Can he shoot?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody can shoot.
Well, I can shoot.
So, it'd be,
so I'm a starter.
You're on the. You might be our best player. What do you mean? It's not saying much, but
well,
it might be.
No. It is, though. No. All right, so McPherson, Tiki, and me. Oh, God.
Actually, Gio and I played
I've never
basketball.
Seen him play basketball, Greg.
Him and I, he came over to my house one time when I was living on Long Island years ago, before we...
became famous.
Well, I think I was still living at my parents' house at the time. He was still living in it. Like, I'm talking about before we got married and had our own houses.
Uh-huh.
He came over and we're playing in the backyard. And I think both similar things. Like, we could move a little bit and shoot a little bit.
Okay.
I would be okay with Gio on the starting five. Now, I don't know about his current physical condition, but I think Gio would be a part of the starting five.
I think I got to put Loogie in there, despite the protest there. And listen, I might have a spot for you. So McPherson, Teague, and me.
If you're going to go you, Teague,
Loogie,
McPherson, Gio, Boomer, then that's only five right there. So it's either me or Loogie.
I'm going to give you a sleeper that you ruled out very quick.
Go ahead.
C-Mac. C-Mac is like the Bam Bam Bigelow of athletes here. He's a little thick.
Yeah. He's not a bad
I think he's
athlete.
Nimble. I think he's a good athlete. I think he was a good athlete.
Yeah.
Did we just start Boomer? You know, the 6'5 center?
I hope
he doesn't get hurt.
I mean, maybe C-Mac, maybe you're right. I ruled him out. What about Moresh? He seems to be, quick on his feet at times, no?
He's got a little Bam Bam Bigelow in him. I've never seen him play.
Yeah. I think that would be the...
No, yeah. Hoff?
I don't think Hoff. What about Recco?
Yeah,
I know he's got back issue, but Jerry's a good, decent.
I think Jerry probably made the starting five now that you
Jerry's definitely
it.
On the team. I want Jerry. Yeah. See, Jerry's a trench guy. I want Jerry on the team.
I don't know. I've never seen these guys play before.
I know. Basketball's harder to read.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't just go based off athlete. I need to know who can shoot.
Right, I'm just throwing
it
around.
What I'm bringing to the table.
What are you bringing? Scrappiness?
Yeah.
The picks?
Toughness. And I'm a better shooter now than I was back then. I mean, I need some time. But.
Yeah, we got to set you up a little bit.
I'd rather I'd rather come off the bench. I'd be a six man here.
All right.
Maybe want to get in the action. False man.
We'll take Ryan Sun. He's the point guard.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hurley moving around much these days.
All right.
I don't know.
The architect getting involved at all in this?
No. Although he's in really good shape. Yeah. You know, he's thin. I think cardiovascularly he can hang. I don't see Chris Oliveira as a basketball. If Craig was still here, Craig could still play.
You know, they used to have a
Craig
team like Mike and Chris.
Oh, that's why
Bob
I brought
Huster,
it up.
Mike
I know.
Green. Yeah,
I remember.
Right.
They used to play like the Giants, right?
Yeah.
Right? Honestly, like 3,000 people used to go.
I don't know if we're in the shape to do that anymore.
Yeah, I definitely get hurt.
Yeah. All right, BT. Well, then you'd be out. And take your spot. Superstar. Here comes the superstar. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019. We'll reset, go down with the King when we come back and continue with your calls on the Super Bowl, on the Johnnies, whatever's on your mind on this Wednesday, early morning here, almost afternoon now on the Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.